The state's coastal management program faces certain termination on July 1st unless the legislature and governor agree to grant an extension during next year's session. The program began in 1978 with the goal of facilitating development in the state in a way that supported local communities by allowing them to have input into what happened in their areas. However, by the time Governor Frank Murkowski moved the agency out of his office and into the Department of Natural Resources and eliminated the Division of Governmental Coordination portion of the program, its role had diminished. APRN's Dave Donaldson reports that its supporters want it back.
The executive order Governor Murkowski announced during his first State of the State speech in 2003 was not only a surprise to coastal management supporters, but was seen as an assault to their contact with state and federal government. But it responded to developers who had begun to see the program as a burden. The order stated that the change would, quote, provide better access to scientific information and state personnel on projects affecting the coastal zone. It was changed for efficiency to, quote, improve the planning process for projects in the coastal areas. Marilyn Crockett with the Alaska Oil and Gas Association says, despite positive things people saw the program doing at its origin, over its 25 years in existence, the world around it had changed at both the state and federal levels.
The number of laws and regulations that are on the books dealing with protection of the environment, permitting regimes, and so on is exponentially much more substantive today than there was in 1978. So that the need to have the additional focus, if you will, and layer of protection for protecting the nation's coastal zone and Alaska's coastal zone is less today than it was back in 1978.
She says there's also a much stronger presence of environmental activism focusing on Alaska issues than there was at the start of the program. The Coastal Management Program can deal with local, state, and federal governments, but not non-governmental organizations. Kotzebue's Representative Reggie Jewell, one of the program's strongest supporters in the legislature, agrees that the state and the system had changed since its beginnings. He says the mood of the state had changed over the years, in part because of the abundance of resources.
The environmental movement began to grow, and Alaska is a red state. And I think therein, you know, lied, you know, some of the clashes. And so as development was starting to be proposed in certain ways, I think there were some of those that saw coastal zone management as being a tool that the environmental community could use to slow things down.
Jewell is working on ideas that will continue the program's operations with at least some of its original elements. He says he understands that resource development is necessary for immediate and long-term needs, but he says that people in local communities need to be included as plans develop if developers want to see quick action to carry their projects forward.
Course of input that people currently have is through the court system, which is unfortunate. And that's what we're trying to claw back is how do we set up a conduit with these proposed things for local involvement that's meaningful. We can enjoy some of the development of our resources, but still keep a watchful eye.
Juneau Representative Beth Curtula was the state's attorney for coastal management for 5 years during the 90s. She disagrees with the idea that the program is a burden. She says developers see local involvement as a complication to their own plans and they feel threatened by it. However, she says, they're failing to see the economic advantages of the state system. It avoids last-minute permit rejects. It brings money into the state. It helps avoid sometimes lengthy litigation.
The other thing is that coastal zone is a really big state's right hook. The only way we get a say over federal projects is to say that it impacts our coastal zone. If we don't have that tool, we're denied a seat at the table to have any impact. It's all federal agencies at that point. So if you're wanting to see development on federal lands, you know, that impact our coastal zone, the only hook you've got is through coastal zone management.
Right now, the Coastal Management Program is undergoing a legislative audit of its operations in anticipation of an attempt to delay the closure of the office by at least a year. A simple extension likely would pass and be signed by the governor. Jewell says he'll continue to work for changes that'll be acceptable to the administration that would bring back some of the more inclusive elements of the program during that extension. I'm Dave Donaldson in Juneau.